This is Jan Swift, and you're listening to Discover Lafayette, a podcast dedicated to the people and rich culture of Lafayette, the gateway to South Louisiana. I'm taping this interview from my home via Zoom, and our taping is mixed by Jason Sikora of Raider, our longtime sponsor. Raider is a hands-on IT service provider that integrates all of your needs for advanced technical support, effective communication options, and cybersecurity. Raider's motto is, "You just want it to work. We understand." Please visit RaiderSolutions.com for more information. I'd like to thank our premier sponsors. First, Iberia Bank. They support our community in so many ways, including this podcast, and their dynamic team is committed to serving the banking needs of clients in this region and throughout the southeastern United States. Iberia Bank offers the resources of a national bank with the personal touch of a community bank. Please visit iberiabank.com for more information. The generosity of Lafayette General Health also makes this podcast possible. Lafayette General has been a leader in telemedicine. With the Health Anywhere app, your family can access quality urgent care at any time without an appointment, all from the comfort of home. It's the waiting room redefined. Download the app today at lghealthanywhere.com. Our guest today is Tracy O'Quinn, the Lafayette Parish School System Gear Up Project Director. Gear Up stands for Gaining Early Awareness and Readiness for Undergraduate Programs. Tracy has worked in education for 30 years and been a part of the Gear Up initiative for 10 years. She began her career as a high school biology and physics teacher before she moved into higher education, where she worked at UL Lafayette as director of the Alumni Association, director of special projects for the president, director of university college, and director of high school relations. Tracy was selected as a Louisiana Educator Voice Fellow for the 21st Century Learning and serves as an advisory member for the National Council for Community and Education Partnerships. In January 2020, Tracy was elected to serve a two-year term on the board of directors for the National Council for Community and Education Partnerships. I've watched Tracy through the years dedicate herself to ensuring that as many young students as possible make it through high school and on to a bright future. Tracy O'Quinn, welcome to Discover Lafayette.
Thank you, Jan. I'm delighted to be here.
Yes. We taped a TV show 6 years ago when I was working with Upper Lafayette, and I went back through it, and your heart and desire in helping our youngest succeed is just, it's so inspirational. Thank you for joining us, and I want to hear more about your background and what led you to this point in your life to be helping students as you do.
I think that one of my greatest strengths is being able to identify the needs that may be lacking in someone in order to discover their greatness. That brings me the greatest joy when I can see a student come to life because they're beginning to believe in the possibility of doing something that they've dreamed of doing all of their life, but perhaps didn't know how to move forward or maybe didn't have the supports, the necessary supports in order to do so. So I believe it's that desire, that strength has played itself out throughout my entire career, beginning with my work in the classroom as a biology and physics teacher and then moving into higher education and working with students to identify post-secondary fit, good college fit, helping them to transition into college and providing them with those frontline supports in order to be successful in college. And then working with the community through the Alumni Association and the important role that they play in helping to build a strong university for the community has provided a level of support in this new initiative with Gear Up because it is a partnership grant. It's a higher education grant funded through the U.S. Department of Education that collaborates with community partners, post-secondary partners, to provide valuable educational experiences and to help families and students prepare and plan for post-secondary. So the work early on in my career, and then working as well at the university and university college, where we work to provide opportunities, non-traditional college courses for students that may have still been in high school or older adults to return to college. So all of those have really positioned me very well to be working in this program we call Gear Up, which is helping students at an early age to understand the importance of being prepared to enter into post-secondary and to desire and know that they really need to be in post-secondary. Higher education is necessary in today's economy. It's necessary for current levels of jobs in our economy. It provides overall better health. Those who are in post-secondary contribute to society.
Right.
So it's important work. And the students that we support were able to work. As you mentioned earlier, we had the opportunity to visit about this initiative when it was awarded to Lafayette Parish back in 2014. Starting with sixth and seventh graders in our middle schools. And here we are now, 6 years later, in the last year of this grant cycle, working with a cohort of seniors, high school seniors, and a cohort of college freshmen. So
it's amazing.
Yes.
And this is your second cycle with Gear Up, as you were mentioning. Would you talk about what Gear Up is and the history of it? I know it's a competitive grant that Lafayette Parish and others around the country apply for to get funding to make this possible, to work with kids for six and then into their seventh year, hopefully as they go into college. But what is the history of Gear Up here, and how did this all come about?
So Gear Up is, as I mentioned earlier, a higher education grant funded through the U.S. Department of Education. Extremely, extremely competitive. Mm-hmm. We're the only Gear Up partnership grant awarded to a school district in the state of Louisiana. They're very difficult to get inside of a school district. Often partnership grants are funded through a university, and then supports and services reach into the high schools and into the middle schools to provide a level of awareness and readiness for college. We were very fortunate in Lafayette Parish Schools to be awarded. This is our second year. We were awarded in 2008 for 6 years, and then again in 2014. And what's new about this 2014 grant is that it is a seven-year grant, which allows us to start with a cohort of students in sixth and seventh grade, follow them through middle school, through high school, and now we're able to go into their first year of college with them. So being able to, we know what those transitions from middle to high and from high school to college are so critically important. And if you don't have the necessary supports, it's really a very difficult transition to navigate.
Right. A lot of the students, I know now the high schools that are included are Acadiana, Karen Crow, Lafayette, and Northside High, but they started mainly in the Northern or Upper Lafayette Parish middle schools, right? If you can talk about that, the cohort.
So, yes, when we wrote the grant, we, again, wanting to make it as competitive as possible, we wrote to our highest needs middle schools. So we were awarded based on those six middle schools. Those six middle schools, then as they moved into high school, we followed that cohort. And any students that were part of those years, what makes Gear Up really so unique and so powerful is that we're able to serve a whole grade of students. So when we move into the high schools, if there were students who didn't come from the original cohort of middle school students, we were able to take on the entire grade. So it really helps us to go to school and add a level of support and value to the school that creates a level of higher expectation. We do a variety of different things from college tours. We've got buses going on those campuses and taking students throughout the state and many outside of the state to visit colleges as early as sixth and seventh grade. So again, we're starting early and the exposure, early exposure to colleges and fields of study and the academics that go with that are so important for us to, to be able to create that belief that a student can and must complete high school on time and be ready to enter into and successfully complete some form of post-secondary as it relates to a strong career.
Mm-hmm. And you haven't mentioned it, Tracy, but I'm assuming that a lot of the kids come from families where I guess their parents or their family may not have finished high school or may not have gone to college or gotten any other education. So they may not get the support that their family wants to give them, but they just don't know how to do it and may not even value the importance of it.
That's correct. So our main target group of students are again, our highest needs, low income, first generation students whose parents, as you mentioned, may not have experienced graduating high school or post-secondary. And that's so important because we know that once you educate a student through post-secondary, then you educate every generation beyond. It's getting into that system and understanding or getting into the homes and helping our families understand that post-secondary is necessary. You may hear oftentimes families say, well, I didn't go to college and I don't have to go to college. But today's economy, 70% of the job out there requires some form of post-secondary education. We're technology-based economy now, and it's important as we see even during this COVID time, what the exposure to our highest need students not having technology that they need and the resources that they may need to navigate a strong academic support at home. So we know that even without COVID, there's still that need for helping to provide a level of resources for students who may not have the resources at home. We have college and career coaches in all these schools that have been following these students and have been with these kids since they were in sixth and seventh grade, so strong relationships and have been able to build a level of trust like a good, strong parent. We are, able to enrich a child's life in that way. And we do it through partnerships. We could not do it without our community and business partners, our post-secondary partners who come in and share with us their level of expertise. And just constantly trying to enrich, working to enrich the school's environment, the child's environment at school and at home. So it's for the last 6 years since we started in 2014, again, through partnerships, we've been able to provide over 40,000 touch points for this group of students. And we serve about 3,000 students.
Gosh.
Enriching their lives. Adding a level of, again, that early exposure to just what's out there, what careers are out there? What do you need academically to be connected to those careers? So really, we're in a position to help bridge a lot of the gaps that may prevent a student from really having a very strong and successful school experience and then being ready to enter into that post-secondary.
Yeah. I looked online. Is it LPSS Gear Up? What is your website?
Yes, lpssgearup.com.
Yeah. I looked at it and you can go through the years and see the level of I guess, direction that the students are given at each level. And I saw that there's a coach, I guess, assigned to each school, but it's all the things that, you know, I guess as a parent, you want to see, but it's getting them to think ahead about what classes are you taking? Are you keeping your grades up? It's that kind, it's at that level. I guess that's what a touch point is, making sure that each student is being shepherded along. But the questions that were asked, I think all of us as parents should probably keep those up on the refrigerator. Did you do your homework? Are you doing extracurricular things? Are you behaving yourself?
That's right. And so you learn those things along the way as a parent. I know having four children,
and
my fourth one just entering college, I've learned so much along the way. And it's too late to start thinking about college in 12th grade or 11th grade. You start, you know, as you, the more you learn, and I've also had the privilege of being an educator, both in middle and high school and in college. So to have that level of experience as a mother, and then to have four children that I get to practice on, I know that for my fourth child, I'm much better and I was much more prepared and much more aware of the importance of that middle school level of experience and academic preparedness. You know, we want to take those rigorous courses and we want to be prepared to take advantage of everything that the high school level has to offer us. From advanced placement to dual enrollment and all those transitional courses that help us to transition into post-secondary and get us working at that level of rigor that you that's necessary in order to be successful in college. So so that's what Gear Up is. We're just like, you know, our coaches are like parents on steroids. Experienced, so loving, so passionate about the work that they do. We often say that those kids who were sitting in the middle school seats in sixth and seventh grade when we were awarded the grant just really won the educational lottery. Have that level of support and just the enrichment, the after-school enrichment and the summer experiences and the weekend opportunities to be exposed, and to learn why math matters when they're doing coding camps with the university. And, you know, having experiences that take them down to Cocodri and getting over there at Luncombe where they get to see a marine biology lab up close and get on a boat that takes them through the Gulf of Mexico and getting samples of, you know, specimens that that just open the door of possibilities for students. So, and to work in that space and to experience a child or to be a part of seeing a child experience something new for the first time is a gift, you know, a gift to us as well.
Right. Let's hold that thought. I want to pick up on that. First, Tracy, I'd like to pause for Discover Lafayette's Past, brought to us by Rally Marketing, a full-service digital marketing agency that can assist you with marketing automation, content development, and strategies on how to use social media to turn into a moneymaker for your business. For more information, please visit rallymarketing.com. And now the moment, and this is kind of in honor of you, Tracy, looking back at the public schools, I wanted to look back at Southside High School, which was the first graded school built in Lafayette, and construction was completed in 1907. So we're going back in time. Proceeds from the first Lafayette Parish tax were used to build the structure, which was located at the corner of Jefferson and Main Street downtown. When Lafayette High School was built on University Avenue in 1926, Southside was used as an elementary school. Reportedly, for a short time after World War II, the National Guard was housed in that building. It also housed the public library before it was torn down to build the federal building. Information about the original Southside High and photos were obtained from Facebook's Lafayette Memory site, and they were posted by Craig Zimmerman. So I do want to thank them for all the work that they do to look at Lafayette's past. And then as a note, the new Southside High School, which is located in Youngsville, opened in 2017. And that Southside High, they just graduated their first class in 2020. So we've come full circle, and education is just such an important part of what government can do to help most of its citizens. So I thought it'd be interesting to look back, because I didn't hear people talking about the original Southside High when all the, you know, there was a lot of names being floated about, and I didn't realize that that was the original Southside High in you know, downtown Lafayette. So, yeah. So let's go back to what you were talking about with the extracurricular activities, the hands-on experiences that the kids in Gear Up get. With COVID keeping us, I guess, in suspense about what the future is going to hold, how is this going to move forward? I know that school has been pushed back a bit until, I guess, after Labor Day. How are you guys going to operate? Can they still visit colleges? Will they still have these opportunities to go to Cocodrie? You know, if you can touch on that.
So early on in the grant, when we're in middle school and we're in those middle school years, we know, and we've lessons learned from our first grant. That's when we're really heavy on the experiences. As we move into high school and toward the end of the high school experience and now entering into this college year, we don't do as many of the experiences, although we do. You mentioned college tours. We will not at this time be doing any college tours. We do have a company that we're looking to partner with that is starting to do, and there are lots of college tours where you can go online, but analyzing some college tours using, working with Gear Up students across the country that are in post-secondary. So we're going to get a more personal experience, even though it be virtual. We'll continue to do those kinds of experiences. We have a partnership with Smithsonian that usually will come into our schools. That will be virtual. We have a partnership with the UL and Louisiana Tech, where we have some face-to-face. We do it every year, but this past summer, all of that was virtual, and they did an amazing job with what they had to, you know, just given this new space. In creating something very engaging for students to participate in. So, and as far as the way we're able to reach the students now in this COVID world, because we have these Gear Up coaches dedicated to the students in providing a level of support that often that is so much needed. Often is most of us are not able to, you know, to get to that level. We can we do that via texting and emailing and through Google Classroom, but constantly every day, all day long, we're working with students individually to work on post-secondary plans or plans that they might have after high school, which back us up to their senior year, making sure that they've completed the FAFSA. That's really important in order to be financially ready to enter into post-secondary. Making sure that they have the scores that they need on ACT or SAT. We do a lot of ACT prep. Making sure that they've all completed a college app application, numerous college applications. We support them in a granular way, helping them to do that, navigate that, and making sure that the college is a good fit for them, both in what they desire in terms of a field of study and financially, and just the way it's structured, that's very important. And so we're able to, you know, to help them navigate that. And we also work with families. So we're doing a virtual series for a post-secondary transition series for parents and families that will help them, again, with the FAFSA completion, just the financial literacy piece, some social emotional support, helping them with the college application process and all of those things that are important.
Right. Thank goodness for online capability. Are all the kids, they all have access to internet? I'm assuming, you know, I only know what I read in the paper, but it looks like there's probably quite a few kids that don't have internet, but the Gear Up kids are all connected.
The district has done a wonderful job of making sure that all of our students will be equipped with the technology they need and access to the hotspots and internet for completing assignments. Gear Up, as we move into college with our first cohort, we will be providing technology and support for students to check out at the college campuses. So if anybody needs a laptop or some support technology, we will be able to help them with that. Mm-hmm.
I had Eric Kinesic on recently talking about a new invention that Oceanetics came up with, and he's a past board member. And he was talking about Chromebooks, how the district had invested in Chromebooks for the students and, you know, for the older kids, junior high or middle school and high school. Is that what all the kids use, or do they have a separate laptop? What is a Chromebook?
Chromebook is like a laptop. It's just like a laptop, but it's different. Like once I get into college, we'll be moving into a different laptop. But it's like a laptop, and it acts like a laptop.
Mm-hmm. Right. What is the level of involvement of the parents? It sounds like Gear Up gives that added element of support, but the family involvement must be crucial for this to be successful.
Family involvement is crucial for you to be successful in anything that you're doing in education. So it is just, again, the level of awareness in helping families and students, both in planning and preparing for college, beginning, you know, at early age is critical. We do this in partnership with families. So everything that we do for the student, we're letting parents know. We still need their permission. So we're doing so many things that to work that provide the level of support that they need and their students need. So it's critically important. And they're partners with us in Europe.
Right. So since you're the only school district in the state that's gone through Gear Up now for the second time, and as it's not wound down, but I guess you see the end in sight, what are the plans for the future? Is it possible to go for this again, to get another grant, or what do you anticipate?
Yes. So there is anticipation for another competition to take place next year. We're already preparing for that. We're positioning ourselves for the next 7-year grant for this district. We're going to expand it and seek support for nearly all of our middle schools. So broaden the reach, and just so excited about where that will take us, because it takes a long time to, you know, to bring partners along and to build those relationships and to build upon those relationships. So to have the opportunity to continue building on the foundation that we've been able to create, this would be the third grant that we would receive. The possibilities would be immense. So very excited about expanding our partnerships, going deeper with the partnerships that we have, and just collectively coming together as a community to help support the needs of our kids and make sure that they're exposed to the careers, the high demand, high wage careers early. Mm-hmm. They understand what the academic needs are to be ready for, you know, to enter into some form of post-secondary that will position them well for their future. That all needs to start early, and we all need to be working together, because the school district, the system, just will never have enough to support the need that we have.
Right.
Families have. So the partnership aspect of Gear Up is really the lifeblood of this grant, and what makes it so impactful is that we're just in a position to bring partners together, not inventing anything new. It already exists. We're just bringing awareness to the need and creating early exposure and early opportunities to be prepared and ready. to enter into and successfully complete post-secondary so that you can be ready for successful life. We build a better community. So it's what we have the privilege of doing every single day. And I feel so very blessed to be a part of it.
When I looked on your website, lpsgearup.com, I saw some of the partners included, United Way, Leader in Me, some companies, some private companies, university, SLCC. Is that what you're talking about when you talk about the partners? So is Leader in Me, if you can just touch on that, is the lessons that the kids learn, that seems like it's part and parcel with what they need to be successful in life also. Do they enjoy that learning?
We did.
Habits of successful people.
True. We started at a middle school in partnership with United Way. And of course, you know, you can't bloom without Maslow. You need to get inside yourself and be well equipped to manage your life. And we look at our students as our partners. So they need to take ownership in the work that needs to be done in order to move forward. And so they have all of the necessary, you know, the academic support, the academic environment in front of them. It's just if everybody's doing a little bit, then collectively we really move the needle. So students do their part. Leader in Me helps them to become responsible for their lives and those soft skills needed in order to do that. So love Leader in Me. It's been a phenomenal initiative and program. It helps our schools, and it helps move everybody forward just more.
Right. Have you kept up with some of the Gear Up alums, the young people that have grown up? Do you get their stories and keep tabs on them?
We do, and it's just delightful to see. I see them on LinkedIn all the time. So just recently, one of our students, who's just such a great story, a student who really had no aspirations for post-secondary at all. And I don't even know that he would have completed high school, but he moved into, he definitely had the capacity, and that's what we're really all about, is just helping kids discover their greatness and believe that they can do more and that they must do more. But he entered into, he went to UL and just finished in electrical engineering and has phenomenal job. So it's a great story and many stories like that.
Mm-hmm. I know it's rewarding, and I know the love you have for what you do. Have I asked you the questions you wanted me to ask? Did we leave out anything that you wanted to share?
That's it.
I remember we were speaking about doing an interview in March. I think it was March 13th. Yeah, we had spoken that evening, and then seems like the next day is when everything kind of shut down, and we waited a few months. Yeah, and I wanted to wait.
A lot has happened since then.
I know. I didn't understand at the time, why are we shutting down everything? We had just gone to see Carole King at the Hyman Performing Arts Center, and I'm so glad I had that opportunity when I did, but everything shut down so quickly, but I've wanted to have you share your story just to raise a level of awareness for people that may not know much about what goes on in our schools, the level of support they get, not only from our educators, but those that are collectively working to give our kids the best opportunities. And hopefully the kids will seize them, you know, and take advantage of them.
Yeah. We just have incredible educators out there doing, I often say, just missionary work, tirelessly working to provide the best level of education and support that they can possibly give. So, but the need is great, and we just really need the support of everyone coming together and looking at wherever their talents may be. You know, how can we bring that forth to add just a little bit more to the life of a child, whether it's an academic need or an experience or exposure or adding a value of belief that you can and must.
Right.
They grow with education.
They grow up so fast.
They do.
School goes by way too fast. So Tracy Oquan, Lafayette Parish School System Gear Up Project Director, thank you for taking time today on Zoom to meet with us and share your beautiful voice and the message of Gear Up. So thank you.
I'd
like to thank our listeners. Again, the Gear Up site, just type in Lafayette Parish School System Gear Up and it'll come up. I think it's worth a look for people to see what goes on and to learn more about some of these special programs that Lafayette Parish has taken advantage of with the help of the federal government education grant. And I'd like to thank you for listening. I'd like to thank our sponsors, Iberia Bank, Lafayette General Health, Raider, and in particular, Jason Sikora for mixing our tape today, and Rally Marketing. Without them, this podcast wouldn't be possible. Please visit our website at discoverlafayette.net, or even better, you can subscribe to this and get a new podcast delivered to your device every Friday morning. We're very proud. Tracy Oquan is now one of more than 160 interviews with community leaders and people that make our community great. On behalf of Discover Lafayette, this is Jan Swift.